Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. I've got Stuart Rosenthal who joins me, the Beacon Bits, this little bit of our show where we talk about something in the Beacon newspaper. What do we have this week, Stuart?
Hi, Eric. We have a couple of interesting health stories, I think.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'll just reiterate that I'm not a doctor. I just play one here on the radio. This is an article written by our dear pharmacist, Susie Cohen, who is a registered pharmacist, but she's not a doctor either. So she explains that one should consult one's physician before taking steps here, but she issues a very important warning about statins, which of course are so common nowadays. They're wonderful drugs for reducing cholesterol. But she points out that, by the way, they don't reduce cholesterol by gobbling up all the fat of the items that you're eating that you shouldn't be eating. That's not what they do. They just suppress the production of new cholesterol by your body.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they do that is in part by suppressing the action of several vitamins and proteins in the body that are really essential for other things.
Mm-hmm.
She says they are toxic to mitochondria, which, of course, are the powerhouses within each of our cells,
mm-hmm.
Because they deplete coenzyme Q10, which is a needed, and it's an antioxidant. They deplete a protein called heme A that totes oxygen and iron to one's heart. They inhibit the biosynthesis of vitamin K2, which we manufacture in our intestines. And they also block proteins known as selenoproteins because they contain selenium. So it eats that up too. And you need selenium to protect your muscle tissue from free radical damage. So for all these reasons, statins have been found. There's a recent study that she talks about that headlined, "Statins Stimulate Atherosclerosis and Heart Failure." And it explains that the reason why there's a rise in those issues with use of statins is because of all these things that are depleted. So she warns you, use the lowest dose possible, talk to your doctor about it, make sure that you replenish the nutrients that are being interfered with by the statins, and make sure that your doctor is keeping an eye on those kinds of things.
Wow.
Isn't that big?
Yeah, that's big.
I've never read that anywhere else.
So. Well, I think I remember having my cholesterol checked and the doctor recommending that I take statins 10, 12, 13 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I had a reading, it was like 300. It was pretty high.
Whoa.
Right? Yeah. So, but I come from that family. Like
yeah.
My grandma lived to be 87 and she had like a 380.
Wow.
But she didn't die of heart failure, she had a high cholesterol level.
Uh-huh.
So I tried it and I kept thinking, I just need to change my diet, which I did. And I
that
started exercising.
Yeah,
and
those are all good. Yeah.
You know, and it's not going to be the same for everybody, but I was able to lower my cholesterol into the mid twos.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is still a little elevated, but, not bad.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But when I hear this kind of thing,
because
we've heard about statins and how positive they are and how important they are, but we just have to be careful, right? We have to look at both sides of the story.
Every medication has side effects. There's nothing without a side effect. So
I think of gluten and whole wheat this way. Right?
Well, you happen to know what my next topic is, of course. We have an article called Myths and Facts about Whole Grain versus Gluten.
Mm.
And really, this is part of the ongoing debate between two camps. There's the camp that is very strong and supportive of whole grains, who honestly are behind this particular story. And then there are those who say, gluten is a terrible thing and you have to avoid it at all costs. Now, if you have celiac disease, yes, you need to avoid gluten. That is a clear cause, for your problem, and you need to stop it. But for those who don't have celiac or some kind of preliminary version of it, you don't need to avoid gluten. And this article is explaining why people who are trying to avoid gluten entirely, they're cutting out grains entirely. And that is not good because grains, especially whole grains, can be very much a part of a healthy diet and are important to maintaining your blood sugar, your good cholesterol, whatnot. So anyway, it's myths and facts that we discuss.
Well, I think of whole grains as it has everything that you need in it. I tend to eat whole grain bread. I'll go to Le Pain de Quotidien down in Georgetown Thursday morning.
To practice your French?
Oh, oui. Je pratiquais. J'ai étudié français à l'école américaine. Je ne me souviens beaucoup, mais je sais. All right. Anybody get that? Let me know. Huh? All right. Yeah. So go down there. I practice my French eating.
That's good.
Croissant, ouais.
Yeah. That's good worth doing.
I do like whole grains, but, you got to look at both sides of this based on who you are.
Right.
I went to an allergist to check because I sneeze like 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah.
And when I sneeze, it's not like Minnie Mouse. I sneeze like to no end. And so they tested me. They pricked me and all these. And I found nothing.
All right.
Nothing I was allergic to. Lady finally, at the end of the day, she says, you just have a sensitive nose. I said, okay, well, then I'm not going to take any pills for this. Anyway, you want to read more about health, go to the Beacon Newspaper. Read about it at thebeaconnewspapers.com. As always, a pleasure to have you, Stuart.
Thanks, Eric.
Just last week, I had the privilege of speaking at Maplewood Park Place on how to right size. Scott McAllister, who's the director there, has joined me again. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Scott, I loved your approach at your open house back in March, why people shouldn't move to Maplewood Park Place. I thought it was very interesting that you took that approach. Why wouldn't you want someone to move to Maplewood Park Place in Bethesda?
Well, as executive director, I have a responsibility to make sure that it's a right fit, not only for the person coming into the community, but for the community itself. And unfortunately, I see a lot of families in crisis on a weekly basis. So my message, and it's loud and clear, is if you have that adult child, which is usually a daughter that lives in California, you need to move now. Because it doesn't make sense to stay in the Washington, D.C. area, to go into any senior living community, and then think down the road you're going to move again to be closer to a loved one. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to move now when you still have time to enjoy that lifestyle, and that the whole process is in your hands and you control it. Obviously, you want your adult children and loved ones to be part of that process, but my message is for you to control your own destiny at any age in your life.
Good. So if you think that someone is interested in moving to your community, but you see that long term, you would actually counsel them on not moving.
Most definitely. I'm very honest and upfront with our potential residents. Maplewood is a wonderful community. It offers tremendous benefits for our residents, but I also understand that is not for everyone. And I believe that the senior that has that adult child or family member in another part of country, as difficult as may be, but needs to make that break with this area and move closer to those loved ones sooner rather than later.
So, okay. So why would somebody move to Maplewood Park Place?
Well, to move to Maplewood Park Place makes sense as a senior in this area. One, because as you mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we are a freestanding real estate. So when you invest in Maplewood and you buy a home at Maplewood, you have the opportunity for tremendous appreciation, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, as an owner, you have various tax benefits throughout the year, not just real estate, but also health care, because you are supporting a health care system at a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community. And I challenge all of our potential residents who are interested in Maplewood, for them to go out into the greater D.C. area and find excellent health care at such a reasonable price as Maplewood. Mm-hmm. And it's simple because we reinvest. Oh, I'm screwing up.
No, it's fine. We'll cut right there.
Okay.
It's simple because we reinvest. Okay.
Because we reinvest our profits as an organization back into the property, mm-hmm. which offsets the ever-escalating costs of health care.
Fascinating. You know, you've just presented several reasons I was not aware of for why you should consider Maplewood Park Place. If you're interested, go to maplewoodparkplace.com. Take a look at the floor plans. They have them all listed there. And currently, there are about a dozen properties that are currently up and available.
Correct.
And if you're interested, just mention that you heard about it here on The Eric Stewart Show. And or contact me if you'd like to have my assistance in making the introduction. Or go directly and call them at 1-301-530-0500. If you're currently getting medical care at the Naval Hospital, as one of my clients who lives in the Vienna area, they drive out to the Naval Hospital. There are many people in this area who will go out for medical care to the Naval Hospital. If you want to be close to the Naval Hospital and get all the benefits of continuing care, this is an excellent opportunity to retain ownership and get the benefits and the quality of care and the social aspects and physical well-being that we long for. So go, again, maplewoodparkplace.com or 301-530-0500. Scott, thanks for your honest answers.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. This is The Eric Stewart Show, and we bring you the truth in real estate. Thinking about buying, selling, or otherwise? Then go to ericstewartgroup.com or stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.